7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, I think this means we're going to get some lawnmower noise. Yeah, here we go. Oh. Okay, let's get this going. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I had a kind of a weird night. Pretty typical. I slept kind of okay, but I got up early. I was sore. I'm feeling pretty decent now, but I thought we better go outside for two reasons. One, I need to move around and get some damn exercise. And two, I'm up early enough that we haven't really gotten into any heat. It's going to be warm today, but we've got a little bit of time. We've got a little bit of time before it gets too hot to be out here. So, I've made my way down into the creek. I can see something orange. So yeah, let's check for golf balls. Let's see if we got any golf balls that we need to have. Okay, well, it's been a nice, relatively cool week for normal people, so I imagine they were out playing golf, losing golf balls all week. Leaves are falling all around. Well, it's time I found some golf balls. Okay, we got three whites right here. Anything interesting? No. Oh, here's a pink Callaway number 3 glossy. Just sitting here, so we're gonna just pick that up, throw that in the golf ball pocket. And then over here, what do we got? Vasis Los. Oh, nothing super thrilling. But we got ourselves an orange Nitro number 4. Going into the pocket. What else we got? Let's start working our way upstream here. Oh, walking upstream, what do we got? There's a white golf ball. Nothing special. White golf ball over here. Nothing special. A white Nitro number 1. Alright, well, what's this up here? I see something. No balls in the water here. Some Mati footprints. Oh, I think it's just a yellow. Yellow pinnacle number 3. What do you think, Tub? I think no. Oh my goodness, but what is in the water right here? Am I gonna need a stick? Can I reach it? I can't reach it. Need a stick, get a stick. Okay, is this stick gonna work? Probably not. I just splashed myself too. We need a stick. Maybe this little tiny stick will be sufficient. Ooh. What did I just hear? That was a strange sound. Okay, back to the ball at hand. We gotta get it. And yes, I can reach it with the little stick. Do, do, do. I'm pushing it. towards me, and now I can pick it up out of the water. Yes. I think I only have one other of these. So I'm very happy. Tobe, what'd you find? It's a Srixon number 33 Bicolor. This is a two-colored ball. Here's five whites in quick succession. None that I need. Yeah, this is a two-tone ball. White and yellow. You know, some of the more exciting ones are yellow and orange, yellow and red, and of course, the yellow and blue, of which we've only ever found four of, the yellow and blue. But this is a yellow and white, of which I'm pretty sure I only have one other. Ooh. So this is going in my pocket. This is what made it all worthwhile today. That's the special one. But if we're finding golf balls up here, I think this means we're going to have to go downstream today. Check for more golf balls. Maybe find a snapper. I brought my camera today, just in case. And yeah, of course now with the camera and three golf balls in my pocket. Ooh. Web in my face. My pants are trying to fall down. Always fun. Always fun. Okay. Oh yeah, we're gonna head downstream, which requires me to sort of slide down the bank here and then hop onto these rocks and then onto the sandbar. Oh my god. Oh my god. 10 meters ahead of me in the middle of the creek. We're in the dry spot again, right? Oh my god, I hope my camera battery is charged. Because guess who's up here in the middle of the creek? I called it a minute ago. If you're guessing snapper, yes, it's our snapper buddy. It's our buddy, the snapping turtle that we ran into the other day. Hi, buddy. And he's kind of in the sun here. I'm getting my camera ready. Hi, buddy. Oh, look at you. You look so nice today. Who's such a good buddy? Who's my friend? Oh, his face isn't in the sun, so it's kind of dark. Clicky click. Hi, buddy. Oh, it's so nice to see you again. Oh, he's so snapperific. Here, let me see if I can take a picture of your lovely face. Come on, let's be friends, because we are friends, me and you.
Yes, we are.
Well, these aren't the greatest photos in the world. But we could sit here until the sun moves enough that we can get some good pictures of our buddy.
Hi, dude.
Oh my god, there's a good one. He turned toward me a little bit with his face. And his face is in a little bit of light. I've got my camera set for... Oh, am I too close? Maybe. These might not be any good. Let's back up a little bit. We're going to have to go into macro mode. I'm doing it. I'm going to take this risk. Camera is now in macro mode. Meaning that I have to be within about 6 to 8 inches or 15 to 20 centimeters to get a good photo.
Hi, buddy. You're my friend, huh?
Camera won't focus. What the hell, damn guy? Okay, gets right into there.
Oh, we got a face. We got a turtle face.
Oh, he's in the sun now. He looks so good. He looks so good. No, don't focus on the leaf. Focus on the dude. Hi, dude. Oh my God. Okay, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, are you gonna pet him? Are you gonna pet the snapping turtle? Oh, but of course. But I wonder if I can get some more pictures. Yeah, because, hi, buddy. There's a leaf in front of his face, and I wanna. Hi. Oh my God, he's turning towards me. Hi. The leaf in front of his face is drawing attention from the camera focus, and I want to reach in there and grab that leaf, but it is right in front of his face, in front of his mouth. Come on, recognize the eye. Oh my God. Oh, and his big long dinosaur tail is sticking out. He looks so nice. That's a Godzilla tail. And his back legs have got the Godzilla thing going on. Tobe, don't you mean Gamera, Will? Yes and no. I'm going to come up onto the side of him here and try to get some more pictures going this way. Hi, buddy. Say hello. Say hello to the world of Dubious Goals Committee. Huh. Wow. Look at this guy. This is not the same place we found him in before. When we originally found him, he was 50 meters that way. Now, where is he going? He's going up to here, up to where the deep water is. Well, he's just standing here. And, yeah, I'm not going to be able to live with myself if I don't pet this lovely, lovely animal. In order to prove that I am doing this, I'm going to try to take a picture. But this is going to be weird because I don't have enough hands to hold the microphone, to hold the camera, and to pet our dude at the same time. So, first of all, let me get into some good position here. And I know exactly how long his neck is. And I'm going to put the microphone down for a minute. Oh, he's startled, but he didn't try to zap me. What are you doing, buddy? Yeah, I just pet a snapping turtle on land. And he's crawling around and he says, what are you doing, you crazy person? I just wanted to say hi to my buddy. Take some more pictures here. And now I'm in front of him. Oh wait, I'm still in macro mode. Damn. I don't think I got the pictures of my hands on him. And now we got problems. Come on. Focus, damn you. Cameras. You gotta hate them. Yeah, now it won't focus at all. Okay. Taking macro mode off. so that I can pull this little stunt again, putting the microphone down. Okay.
What's up, buddy?
We're gonna try this game again.
Who's your buddy? Am I your buddy?
Hands on a snapper.
Oh, where are you going? Are you thinking about leaving? Get my hair out of the way.
Oh. Okay. Oh my goodness gracious. Look at our snapper friend. You know, I was kind of joking when I was saying, oh, maybe we'll run into our snapper buddy. Because the odds of that happening would be so damn slim, but oh my god. All right, where's he going? See, he's going to walk down here and he's going to get into the deep water over there. Okay. Oh, I'm starting to get hot. This was a mistake. No, it was totally worth it to run into this guy again. So utterly worth it. Okay, buddy, I gotta go. Oh, let's not hassle our friend anymore. He was like, why are you petting me? Don't you know that I can bite your damn finger off? Yeah, I'm aware. And what we should be doing is let's go over here behind him and look at tracks and stuff. Well, look, see, okay, here. That's turtle tracks right there. Wow, that's snapper tracks. Snapper tracks! Super, super awesome. Yeah, snapper tracks too? Yeah, maybe. Okay. I need to catch my breath after this fun adventure. All that posing made me all weird. Anyway. Hey, what's that down there? Just a squirrel. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I did not plan on being out here all day. And I'm starting to regret it. Here's a white golf ball. Don't care what it is. So, the original plan was just come down here, make a quick sweep through here to check for golf balls, and then do some simp or something. Oh. I don't know if we're going to be getting to the simp today, but let's just get through this. Get out of here. And hopefully I'm not about to overheat. I don't feel super great. Alright, what's that down there? Is that where Mr. Turtle was digging? Or scraping along, doing something? Huh. Okay, here's our squirrel up here. Now, where was our dude before? He was right over here. Right about down there where we were. Wow. Another snapper day. Another snapper day. How many people who are listening to this are sitting in a cube? In a cube farm? Who's sitting at a desk? Who is sitting in front of a computer doing work job employments? Well, kids, this is for you. I'm the one out here in the wild petting snapping turtles in their own environment. This ain't a pet shop. Oh, we gotta go over to the big log. Yeah, this isn't the children's museum. We're in Tubbs' brutal cold reality. except it's not cold, it's hot. There's a white golf ball that I don't want. What do we got? Anything? Sounds like the mowers are going up on the golf course now, too. It's mowing day. Except not for me. Because I'm growing grass, and I told the lawnmower guys, don't come to my house, I gotta grow some grass. Grow some grass for you to cut it. I'm only sort of cursorily looking around here. Just giving everything just a quick once over. Nothing's jumping out. So we're jumping back in. Jumping back into the creek, that is. And here we are. Back in the middle of the creek. Oh, we got another white golf ball over here. Not interested. I'm looking around. Oh, there's a white golf ball right up here. Not interested. Oh. And it's okay if I don't find anything else today because, one, we got the yellow and white. The bicolor. Plus, we ran into Mr. Snapping Turtle again today. Yeah. I love Mr. Snaps. Mr. Snaps is my buddy. He's my creek dinosaur friend. Alright, we're getting up here into the ball zone by the culvert. I'm seeing nothing. But then again, there's a lot of leaves. The leaf situation will get worse before it gets better. But there's a lot of leaves on the ground that could be covering up golf balls. So I gotta be really sharp. Really sharp. Be sharp, Tub. I'm sharp. Feeling sharp. I don't want to go into this sun, but I kind of have to because there's something blue over there. I just got to make sure that it's not a golf ball. And no, it is not a golf ball. Okay. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Here's another orange. Do I want it? Is it going to take any effort to get it? A little bit of effort. But it's a nitro number 3. Probably the same nitro guy that lost this other one. Okay. But now we got to get out of here. And this means I got to climb up this very steep slope, exerting myself. Straining muscles and generally making things unpleasant. Okay, well, we got a little bit of time left. So why don't I start up the synth and I'll show you what I did last night. Yeah. enough of that. Okay, you get the idea. Yeah, I really wasn't sharp today. So that didn't sound very good. Some of those transitions were absolutely criminal. But that's okay. You can't be on top of my game every day. Come on, reset. There we go. Yeah, so that was just a sample. Not exactly a performance, but, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's kind of shaping up into something. Not exactly sure what it's shaping up to be, but, I don't know. You've been listening to the Dubious Snapper Committee, a show that pets snapping turtles in the wild every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. But this, oh yeah, this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me.
For who?
The end of the line, yes.
Water goes down the drain. And we hit it.